Hello, this is AJ coming to you from inside the quilting pot. Grab a craft, have a seat, and let's get started, shall we? Today is Friday, November the 15th, 2013. I know I have been off of the airwaves for a very long time. Today I am trying a new format. I am going to try to record during one of my commutes to or from work. If I can successfully do that without a lot of difficulty and not a lot of negative comments about the background noise, then I should be able to podcast once a week. So, if not, I will try to podcast once a month tied to my laptop, trying to get out on the airwaves. I have no idea of what episode I left off because I am just leaving work. I am still on post. I'm heading off post. So, if you bear with me, I'm going to rattle for a little while. And I welcome any feedback regarding the background noise of the traveling and the vehicle sounds, of which I have no control over. So with that said, let me get started with my ramble. I think when I find out what episode this is, this will be titled, I'm Back on the Air. So, first things, quick catch up of what's been going on with me. I still live in Georgia. I moved just basically 10 minutes further north. Oh, I'll take that back. 10 minutes further north, which puts me in a different county, in which now my address is a Savannah address. So I currently live in Savannah, Georgia. Big price difference between taxes and all that other stuff, but that's neither here nor there. I closed on my house in July. Moved in the same weekend and have been there ever since. I've done some upgrades to my house as far as putting up a fence in the back, screening in my little patio area, all of which was something that I had planned to do. However, once I got all of that done, it was the timing of, oh, by the way, the 1st of October, military nor civilian may be getting paid. So then I kind of had a panic about that. Luckily, the military got paid. Unfortunately, my civilian counterparts, for those that were not on furlough, they worked with no pay for a bit. And then at the end, everything was resolved. In my humble opinion, as a U.S. citizen, I thought it was a little unfair for the people that were furloughed and did not work. They all got the same paychecks as the ones that were not furloughed and worked, not knowing whether they would get paid or not. So I thought that was a little unjust, but that's in my humble opinion as a U.S. citizen. So, work. The reason I haven't, and there's really no good reason, but for me, the last few months have been very, very, very busy at work. I usually leave for work at 5:15, 5:20 in the morning. And here recently in the last few months, I've been getting home 5:30, 6, 6:30, and that's long days for me. I'm usually, by the time I feed the dogs, walk them, it's usually 7:30-ish. And then I'm in bed by 8 because I'm exhausted. So I really don't get a time to do any sewing or crafting during the weekday. So on the weekends, instead of podcasting, I decided to be selfish. So I did a lot of my sewing and my crafting during the weekend and not podcasting. So yes, I was a little selfish, but since I didn't get to do it during the weekday like I used to, I decided to do it on the weekends. I have participated in a few, in the Labor Day sew-in. No, it wasn't even, it was Labor Day. I participated in that. I just participated a little in the Veterans Day sew-in. I tweet every once in a while. I still follow my blogs that I follow, mostly via my phone when I'm walking the dogs, just catching up on everyone's podcast at this time, basically watching the dogs. I have everything on my iPhone now because I don't know where I put my iPod. And a lot of my podcasts stopped updating because I hadn't listened in so long. So I've taken care of that. And thank you to all of those who noticed that I had not podcast and tweeted me or emailed me or contacted me in some way to make sure that everything was okay. Yes, everything was okay. And I know when one of us don't podcast in a while, it's probably noticeable because, as we all know, there is not as many quilty-related podcasts as there are knitting fiber-related podcasts. So, with that said, thanks again for all of those who missed me. It's amazing just to know that people actually listen to me talk about my quilty life. And I'm kind of amazed at that. So, let's see. Where do I go from here? Oh, for those of you who do follow me on Twitter and various other places, you know that I was lucky enough to get in off of a wait list to a Bonnie Hunter workshop that was held at, I don't remember the Quilt Guild's name, but they are out of Columbia, South Carolina. It's about a two and a half hour trip from where I live. Technically, I'm only 20 minutes from the South Carolina border, so I'm not that far from South Carolina when you look at it geographically. And I went to the trunk show on Friday evening, which was very nice. I saw a lot of her quilts. I got to see the Pineapple Crazy quilt up close and personal, and I think that is going to be one of my bucket list quilts. I have already started printing out foundation blocks for it. I've tried the, as she suggested, tracing paper. If anyone has any suggestions, please let me know. But when I feed it through my printer, I guess the static of the machine causes the paper to stick together. I don't know how to get rid of that. So I've messed up more tracing paper than I've gotten pattern because it is a lot of little pieces in that one little pineapple block. In that one little pineapple block, there is 45 individual little paper pieces. So that is on my bucket list. I am collecting for it as we speak. So call me crazy. It's something I want to do because it is gorgeous up close and personal. Back to her workshop. Her workshop there was Scrappy Trips. It's on her website. Of course, most of it is 2.5-inch strips sewn together, subcut into 2.5-inch. It's made into a tube, and then you subcut it, and you should come out with six 2.5-inch subcut. For the directions, I suggest that you go to her website if you're interested in it. I have taken a few iPhone photos of it and sent it via Twitter. I haven't taken any with my Canon to put it on Flickr yet, but in my Twitter feed, you'll see the photos that I've taken of my top in progress. It's still on my design wall. My setting is 4x6. I would rather have it longer, more rectangle than square. I really don't want to do a fifth row to make it 5x6. I think I just will keep it 4x6, and I'm going to put in an inner border and an outer border, and it's basically going to be a throw thing for me for the sofa. So that's how that's going to be. I am going to test out my long arm on it. I got a couple of new pantographs in the mail yesterday, an and I'm going to use that, try to get the top finished this weekend and maybe get my backing this weekend and hopefully get it loaded onto the long arm this weekend. We'll see how that works, and I'm going to test out my pantograph. The other thing with the pantograph pattern, since it's such a busy front, you won't notice as much any imperfections in my, hold on, okay, I'm back. See, even as I'm trying to go home a half an hour earlier, I am getting calls from work about work while I'm in my car, so that's how my day is going. It sucks to be the chief sometimes. Oh, I shouldn't have said the S word. But anyway, I tried podcasting on my way in this morning only to find out that nothing recorded, and I guess because when we were having Amber Alerts this morning, it disabled my recording. So I hope I'm recording now. But anyway, back to Body Hunter and the scrappy trips. So if I can get my top done, my borders on, my top done, and find the busy backing, when I do my pantograph for the first time, some of my imperfections will not show. You won't be able to see them. So the more times that I repeat the same pantograph, the more muscle memory I get. I already have the one that I want to try. It has some curves, but anyway, I'm looking forward to doing that. The other thing that I have completed top-wise was the string geese that's been posted, I think, both on Twitter and on Flickr. It has the orange background with the flying geese units kind of at each row. The center row is the highest, and each subsequent row on either side goes down a block, so it looks like it's an arrow or geese flying in formation. So that's how that looks. I haven't picked out a pattern for that yet because in between each row of geese there is the solid orange, so it's a lot of negative space. Still trying to work out what I want to do with that. That needs to go on the frame as well. That top is done. The other thing is I'm working on a churn dash, and the churn dash is an old block favorite. I am working on the version, it may not even be her version, but that's where I saw it, the version that Jenny Doan from Missouri Star Quilt Company did with the corners done as like a snowball. So I've got about 8 blocks done on that, and several more cut out, but I want to get my scrappy trip top finished before I go back to that one. The other work in progress, which is pretty much done, is a Craftsy class. I have, I don't even know how many I've signed up for. I've lost count. But this was an Angela Walters one, and it was her dot-to-dot quilting. I made the top that she suggested in the class. The color of the top is purple and a green with a gray background, and I've done all of the quilting on it. I just have to trim it up now and then add the binding. Is it perfect? No. I'll end up using it as a table topper probably, but, you know, it's a class. You learn during a class. So that's how I took it. It's the process. I enjoy the process of doing things. So I have a lot of tops. I start a lot of projects. I get through the process. I'm like, okay, I either like it, don't like it. It's not so bad. I'll come back to it later. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I enjoy the process of things more so than completing the thing itself. Some people are mono crafters, I'm going to call them, or quilters. They work on one project and won't start another project until that is done. Right now, if you knew how much stuff I was working on, you'd probably, are you kidding me? So between the knitting the socks in the round, crocheting granny squares for a group of people at work that has someone that will put them all together and then present them to, you know, shelters, nursing homes, soldiers, whatever. When I'm sitting, I'll be crocheting some granny squares. I'm getting ready to start a shawl that I saw on Pinterest. I should just stop looking at Pinterest because there's so many things up there I want to do that I want to start. So, yep. So, yeah, I got a lot of stuff going on. And plus, I have spinning in progress. So, at any given moment, I could be doing anything. I mean, anything is not out of my reach to start anything. So when I get bored with one, I go work on the other. I'm also doing some hexies. I'm just doing centers right now. All of the centers are beigey, off-white, creams. We'll see what happens with that. So I think that's it on my works in progress. Other things that people may have seen on Twitter was the 301. That was the raspberry and tan color. That looks like a raspberry swirl ice cream. I won her. She should be at my house by the end of the day on Monday. I can't wait to get her home. She is gorgeous. I didn't really need one because I have a 301. That's all brown, long bed. I have it apart now because I haven't cleaned it. It came about the time that I was getting ready to move. I had already taken it apart, so I just packed it up as it was, and it's sitting in my garage. Once I can get some space built in my garage, then I'll set my table up out there, and that's where I was doing my fabric dyeing. Yes, and I did buy the dye kit from the fabric dyeing on the crafts class. I did do that. So once I can get some room made in my garage to put up my table, I can clean my other 301, get her in working order. I haven't gotten a name for it, don't even remember what year it was. And then I can also get back to fabric dyeing. I'm only working fat quarter style. I do have not a full boat, but maybe a quarter boat of Kona fabric, white fabric, prepared for dyeing in my stash, but I haven't bothered it since I left my other place. So, yeah, I am so excited about getting that raspberry swirl. I think that might be her name, on Monday. The other thing that I have purchased, I bought the Featherweight table for my Featherweight because sometimes when I'm lazy and I want to look at the big screen, YouTube on the big screen, or look at DVR programs on the big screen, I set my Featherweight up on my kitchen table. And you know, the bed of the Featherweight is not that big. So I ordered a Featherweight. When I check the tracking for that, it should be delivered today. So over the weekend when I'm catching up all of my nighttime programs like Haven, Scandal, Walking Dead, something else. Scandal comes on Thursday night. Haven comes on Friday night. Walking Dead comes on Sunday night. So, yeah, I look at those during the weekend to catch up. So then I can be sewing and watching that as well. I only have one cable box that has the DVR capability, and it just happens to be on this television that is in my main living area. So that's when I pull out the old Featherweight, or I may do something on the treadle. We'll see how things go. Let's see. Oh, February coming up. There is a Virginia long arm quilting, I think that's what it is, February 7th through 9th in Virginia Beach. There is a long arm quilting conference show. It's not a show, but it's more like a conference. I've signed up for several classes. One is long arm class, using the machine as a lecture, and hands-on making a customizable tote on the long arm and using some stitching to do that. I've taken an all-day workshop, 4 hours in the morning, 4 hours in the afternoon, at least signed up for it, on starting a long arm business. I've signed up to do a class with Angela Walters. I've seen her, I can't remember if it was the quilt show or quilt school, one of those online class places. I've watched her do her little spiel on her, how she got to quilting. But I think being there in person and being able to pick her brain and actually see it up close and personal, it's more of a lecture and a demo versus a hands-on, will be beneficial for me. And there's something else that I took. I think it has something to do with templates or rulers. I can't remember. There was another ruler class I wanted to take, which I could not get in because it was already sold out. So I have registered for the weekend, signed up for classes. I have not made my hotel reservations yet. Hopefully I'll get that done this weekend because I would love to stay at the hotel where the event is being held just for convenience purposes. While I'm there, I'll probably spend some of my off time with my sister and my brother-in-law, and hopefully they'll give me one of their cars that I can toot them about town and visit some of my old friends, because that is indeed the area. I didn't grow up in Virginia Beach. I grew up in Norfolk, but in high school, it's all within 15, 20 minutes of each other. Virginia Beach was the hangout over the weekends and going to the beach, so it's home to me. So let's see what else. I think that's about it as far as my adventures thus far. While I was at work, should have been working, I jotted down a few things on some purple post-it notes, how appropriate. So let's see. Talked about string keys. I talked about scrappy trips. Talked about Angela Waters. Oh, not Waters. Walters. I talked about the long arm quilty thing. Let's see what else. There is a quilty cruise coming up just after next year's Houston Quilt Festival. I think that they're going to have they're going to have a shuttle once the festival is over, to take people to Texas to board the cruise ship to go on a 7-day, 6-night Caribbean cruise, I do believe. I don't remember where. I'm seriously contemplating it. Bonnie Hunter, I think, is on it. Mickey Dupree. And there's someone else that I know well, but I can't remember her name. That's going to be there because I do want to do a quilt cruise. Now, I don't know if I will be able to do it, but I am looking at it. I truly wanted to go on the long arm quilt cruise, but I don't know. It doesn't seem to be an easy way to get to Galveston from Savannah. There is no easy way to get to anywhere from Savannah. It's one of those airports that's small. Wherever you leave from, you either got to go to Atlanta or you have to go all the way to Dulles to come back down to go somewhere that you've already passed. So I don't know. But, yeah, I would love to do that quilt cruise next fall. We'll see how it goes. I may even try to finagle doing the Houston Quilt Festival as well as the quilt cruise. I don't know if I have that kind of money. It's a wish, but, you know, every year I get a little older, and I'm older than most of you podcasters that do quilty podcasters. I hear you talk about your little ones. My children are really old. really old, really old, you know. So that's enough of my whining. But anyway, I am getting close to home. I'm about 10 minutes from home. And please, please, lead me feedback. You hear my wipers going because it started raining. Sorry. Please leave me feedback to let me know whether or not you can tolerate the background noise. Oh, well, the background noise for this mobile podcasting, because truly this is probably my best time to get podcasts out if you want to hear from me on a regular basis. So with that said, getting ready to sign off now. For those of you who would like to, you can email me at the letter N, the number 2, PRPL2@gmail.com. I can be reached at thequiltingpot.com. You can follow me on Twitter as Nitty AJ, Pinterest as Nitty AJ. I am on Ravelry as Nitty AJ. And my website, thequiltingpot.com, will take you to the Podbean website. So, until next time, may all your seams be straight.